This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Wow! Welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio, and specifically The Rant here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher, Mary Goulet, Rich O'Tay, White Wade in the house, and Kelly Poker's hanging around here somewhere. I'm going to get... I bet you Kelly will want to chime in on this one. Maybe Kelly will actually call in
call
on this
us.
One. I know. And so this is awesome because really want to thank our sponsor here. Yeah, Frito-Lay and specifically the sour cream and onion account executive there who keeps mailing us big bags of sour cream and onion potato chips. And I think it's pretty appropriate that we just had the CEO of Yum Brands who joined us not terribly long ago. And that was Frito-Lay was where he came from there. Frito-Lay and Pepsi and all that fun stuff. And by the way, you know, I wasn't trying to give the guy, like, too hard of a time, but let's be honest, that's not exactly going to fall too high on the sort of the health scale in terms of Frito-Lays and Pepsis and Taco Bells and KFCs and those sort of things. It is what it is, you know? I mean...
It's fast food.
It's fast food.
Is that why I get a new chair?
That's... I know, right?
I need to get a new pair of pants.
Since I started working here at Reinvention Radio, I started wearing Wade's pants again. So that's... I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But speaking of things that aren't necessarily great for you, and here's an interesting thing. I wonder how we actually should have asked David how he would have felt about this. But I wonder how he feels about the new tax on soda.
How high is it?
Have you heard of this?
Nope.
So Philadelphia, it passed unanimously. Actually, in Philadelphia, they were one of the first cities. I mean, obviously, there's a tax everywhere, but they were like one of the first cities to really say, like, okay, this is really fucking bad. Like, we should tax this the same way we tax cigarettes. Like, it's that bad for you. Like, literally, if you think cigarettes are killing you, soda is killing you.
Is it really that?
Well, now there's the question. They seem
Come
to think
on,
so.
Mary, you know.
They seem to think so.
Yeah.
So here's what they did. They put in, it was a pretty, I mean, on the surface, it doesn't seem like a lot. On the surface, it's a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sugary drinks. 1.5 cent tax per ounce on sugar.
That sounds like a lot to me.
So for the super big gulp, which is like
32 cents?
Well,
more?
No. Isn't that damn thing like
64?
Right. So it's like 64 ounces in that super big gulp. And by the way, here's what's crazy is we don't have... We got to figure out this whole metric system because, like, I can't figure... Is 64 ounces, is that more than a 2 liter? Like, what? How do you even translate that? Where's Siri when you need her? Here we go. Hold on. Siri, is 64 ounces more than a 2 liter? Let's see what she says.
Siri will say.
Let's see what she comes up with. Hold on. Checking on that. She's checking.
Kelly's
She's checking.
Online.
Drink 2 ounces of water per pound. How much water should... Oh, my God. Siri is useless.
She totally is.
That bitch needs to be fired. That's it. I'm getting rid of Siri. But here's where it gets really interesting is they expect in Philadelphia alone for this tax to generate $91 million in additional income, $386 million over 5 years. So what does that look like? How does it translate out? So here's how it translates out. If you have a 12-ounce can of soda, 18 cents additional. If you buy a 12-pack, which is what most people buy, we're talking about $2.16. $2.16 just in taxes for that 12-pack of soda.
Did it say anything about what that was going to be used for? Like, is it going to help cut down health premiums or something?
You know, it's going to help fund the new gambling casino. It's going to help fund the new Riverboat casino that they're building off of the Erie, what is it, Lake Erie or whatever Pennsylvania sits on. But, you know, it's interesting because I guess the question is this, they're saying it's basically sort of like a sin-type product. They're saying it's a sin type
product. So pop is now a sin.
Cigarettes, you know, and it's interesting. So cigarettes, I can see why some people, you know, consider cigarettes to be harmful because it's been proven, okay? But so, I mean, look, you smoke a cigarette or 3 million over the years and you get cancer. You do anything 3 million times, you're going to get cancer.
Yeah.
So I don't
know.
Well,
then I'm going to stop coming here pretty soon.
Oh, no.
I'm
not
all
anywhere
for
near
it.
3 million.
You're all for what?
The tax on the sugary sodas?
That's like... I don't believe in conspiracy theories except for sugar. I think it's the biggest one going because it's like, it's so obvious how many.
So you think sugar is worse than nicotine?
I don't know if I'd say worse, but it's bad.
Let's get specific. More of the corn syrup.
Everything has corn syrup. I try to buy my kid a can of tomato soup. You can't. You know the only place where you can buy a can of tomato soup that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup as one of the main ingredients that actually tastes decent?
Whole Foods?
They've got one, but it's really bad. It's like no flavor. It's the yut. that's what my nephew says.
Sugar,
he doesn't even say yuck. He says yut. I kind of like that thing. So no high fructose corn syrup.
So repeat the question.
Target.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Target brand tomato soup does not have
what
high fructose.
What led you there to look for soup?
Because my wife got me into this. She got me looking at the labels. Like, I didn't care. Like, last night I went grocery shopping with Isaiah, who's actually wandering around the studio or somewhere. We went grocery shopping, and I started showing him the labels because he was like, yeah, I want these Pop-Tarts. I was like, okay, great. You can have them. Let's look at what happens when you eat this thing. And so, needless to say, he didn't care. He's like, great, give me the 58 grams of sugar that's in that one Pop-Tart.
Exactly.
And then let's go get some soda. But that's, you know, kind of went down.
Half of them you look at, too, you don't realize that it's like 3 or 4 servings, it says. So you think you're just getting one, but no. Times that times 3.
Yeah,
times that times 4.
So what have you done about this, Wade? Because I know that high fructose corn syrup is like your staple.
Yeah, well, I typically take it intravenously.
Right in the vein.
Exactly. But I just wanted to throw in, Rich, you've got a great point. We should look at, you know, why we're subsidizing all that. But just want to let you know, we've got Isaiah detailing cars out in the parking lot.
He is sugared up. He is ready.
Exactly.
I saw you had him doing windows earlier,
exactly.
So he's fired up.
And it's because they did a study and they found out this about kids. You could take a glass of water. And you add in, say, a teaspoon of sugar, give it to an adult, give it to a kid. They're like, yeah, okay. You keep adding sugar. You get to a point where an adult will go, too much. You could literally fill the cup with sugar, add a teaspoon of water.
You know who I blame for that?
You don't even need the water.
No,
remember,
it's
just
simply,
drinking the Kool-Aid
without the water?
Oh, God, did you?
Do that
without the sugar in the water?
Oh, yeah.
But understand the reason is, since they're growing, their body's going calories. I just need calories. I don't care where. So a cup full of sugar on a certain level, the body's going, calories, great. So you can't depend on the kid to turn down sweet.
Well, they're
foods.
Never going to turn down sweets.
Exactly.
I mean, unless they're raised in like some weird place, which isn't America typically.
They're Amish or something.
Right. So here's the interesting thing. Do you know that it's almost impossible to find ketchup that doesn't
Correct.
Have high fructose corn syrup?
Oh, yeah.
Like now you literally have to go to like and pick one of those natural. I didn't realize that so many products are loaded with high fructose. So why do they stop there? And I guess my real question is, do they tax the diet sodas?
Those are worse.
Yeah, they're supposed to be worse than the regular. Why is this a rant?
Because I'm pissed off because I drink Coke.
Oh, you do?
Because $1.25 more.
It's coming to count. I just bought 3 12-packs of Coke. No, I bought 4 12-packs of Coke for $9.99.
I don't get the point.
That's $2.50 per 12-pack.
Is that more than normal?
What they're talking about is they're going to double that just based on taxes alone. So that damn thing will be $5 now.
My friend.
I quit.
Tax guns and sugar.
Right? My friend had cancer, and when he found out he had cancer.
He started drinking a lot of soda.
No, he went home, and he cleared the entire house of sugar because the sugar feeds the cancer. So even if you don't have cancer, it's still, I don't like what it does to my blood sugar.
I'm
not a big sugar person.
But that sugar substitute stuff can't be any better. Don't you understand?
It's not.
The can of Coca-Cola has water, corn syrup, coloring, all these things. Yet
those are like three of my 5 food groups. Yeah.
Right. But a bottle of water that contains nothing costs more than the can of soda that has all the ingredients in it.
And the water. So here's a good one for you. When Tino was having problems starting his car, we actually got a cup of soda and took the connections of his battery and cleaned it off with soda. Okay, so there you go. Then his car started.
Well,
so
that explains why I'm so regular. I mean, if it cleans that, imagine what it does with the insides of things. But so here's the thing. So what state? So we're talking about the sort of the sin stuff here for a second here. And by the way, I hope that they riot. Like the same way that they riot, like, you know, against the 1%, in the same way they riot against like other things, you know, like police brutality and these sort of things. I hope
winning
that, like,
championships.
Exactly. I hope like that the obese of Philadelphia who drink just like me, you know, who just drink a lot of soda. I'm internally obese. There's no doubt at all about that. Like, everything inside of me is clearly obese. I'm going to go into Philadelphia with those folks who drink 2 liters in the whole night. I think we need a riot. Like, literally, we need to. I think that's what we're going to do.
Would that require they get off the couch?
That may be a problem. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to line Lay's potato chips down.
We'll lure or them. Just put sofas in the street.
Well, yeah, put sofas in the street.
Oh, we keep moving from one sofa to the other. That's good.
Well, just as they're walking back home with their sodas and Lay's potato chips, they'll just sit down, and you just say, well, this is my parade.
Yeah,
this is
you
my
know.
March.
Yeah,
so
the idea
did they name states
good.
That are doing this, or is this not a federal level thing, is it?
It's not a federal level thing, but Pennsylvania is one of the first states to do it, or specifically
the city. But they have so much ground to cover in the South.
My God, can you imagine?
And when they hit Minnesota, we might get nervous.
Can you imagine? Like, think about Waffle House. What's Waffle House going to do? By the way, have you ever been to Waffle House?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like, their core ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. Like, I think that's what makes Waffle House the best place probably on the planet. That's what we got to have on next. We got to have the CEO of Waffle House on this show.
Yeah. And maybe he can bring in some deep-fried high-fructose corn syrup.
Let's just go to the fair.
And they have deep-fried. I had the best thing best thing you had at the fair ever. I know for me, Krispy Kreme donuts cheeseburger. They put cheeseburgers in between Krispy Kreme donuts. It was awesome.
You didn't have them deep-fried?
That's so gross.
And deep-fried.
I do
along
not
with
eat
a stick
at
of butter.
Fair.
But my favorite thing was a deep-fried Weight Watchers bar. That was funny. All right, guys.
That is funny.
Go drink your soda. We'll talk to you guys next time on The Rant here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.